from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Big Ten Media Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Jump back to earlier parts of your favorite fan shows on the Odyssey app. The only way to rewind Portland's sports leader.
Big Ten Media Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080.
College football!
The Fan.
Ooh, ah!
Ciao, Pelle. Right.
No, Dusty. It's a Rusty and Danny edition here as we get the Olympics currently getting underway in the opening ceremony, of which we will go heavy on the Olympics today. Why? It's Friday. It's July 26th.
Yes.
And I'm going to lean on it, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out the Olympics, because this is my first time covering the Olympics in some facet other than just basketball.
Right.
Normally this time of year in radio, we're going, oh, please God, give us something. Mm-hmm. And then COVID kind of took that away from us. To an extent.
That was a pretty barren few months there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we did have the Olympics in 21 that got pushed out, and then it was like, oh, what do we do here? And all of that. It was in Tokyo, which means everything happened at like 3 o'clock in the morning and you had to revisit. It just, you know, it wasn't great. Now we've got the Olympic opening ceremony and we have Peyton Manning on the desk with Mike Tirico looking at his playbook wristband while Kyrgyzstan is being introduced. I just have to say right out of the gate, I love the shaming we're doing of different nations based on how many athletes they brought. Right out of the gate, they're just like, they went full Donald Trump and the, oh, you don't matter. There's not enough of you. We're bigger. We're better. In the sense that the U.S. is out there with like 600 athletes and riding on a battleship in the Seine River. Meanwhile, Gabon, who has 5 representatives, was being like pulled along in a dinghy. And it's like, okay. So much about the spirit of coming together in competition, and yet we're already just, you know, putting a pecking order to this. Like Kosovo is coming through now with 9 athletes, and they're being pulled behind in a raft.
I will say, though, my favorite flag so far that I've noticed, I think it was Bangladesh. They have got a kick-ass dragon on there.
They do.
Yeah.
They also, don't they use different colors, too? Like, oh, God, is it Bangladesh? I want to say it's Bangladesh.
It was basically the dragon kind of bisecting 2 colors. There was a yellow and, like, a lighter orange, but, yeah, it was that's a badass dragon on there.
Yeah, no, there's look, the Stars and Stripes, it's a good flag. Obviously the history behind it and the number of stars for the states and everything, and it stands for
stripes,
you know, pushing forward the you know, from the 13 colonies and everything. Great. Not the best flag.
No.
Not the best flag. Good flag.
Yeah.
Not the best flag.
Yeah.
I mean, literally south of the border, you've got Mexico, who has an eagle with a claw grasping a snake. That's metal as hell.
On a Yacht Rock Friday.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, I like my flag to have a little metal to it. I like, you know, even if they're not the place you would naturally go for metal. Oh, dear sweet Jesus.
Boy, I'm not...
Mary Poppins on a BMX bike. Okay. That's not a sentence I thought I would ever say. So, yeah, I'm going to do some live commentating as we kind of go through this, because the opening ceremonies, I imagine, will be quite long, because they have...
I saw it goes till about 2:15, 2:30 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those that are wondering, Paris, 9 hours ahead.
Yes.
9 hours ahead. So it's feasible for the midday crowd. You know, it's functional. The replay is not going to be totally brutal. You know, we're not like Sydney.
When right.
Australia was tough.
Yes.
That's a tough time zone.
Yes.
I got to say... I love the fact that we were doing the whole opening ceremonies on the river, the same river, in fact, that was so poo-filled that they had to spend $1 billion cleaning it.
Yeah. Are they still actually going to swim in it?
I don't think that ever happened.
No?
No. While we didn't have a terrorist attack, we did have an arson attack on the French rail line.
Yeah.
Where it stranded over 800,000 French transporters.
That seems less than ideal.
Yeah, it's not getting a lot of news coverage right now, turns out. Hey, they set fire to all the rail lines. Keep it quiet. Like, a million people couldn't get out of the city. Like, okay. Where do you fall on the Olympics?
You know, it always takes me a little while to get sucked into it. At first, I'm like, all right, great, here it comes, another Olympics. And it used to be mainly because it's taking some of my favorite programming off the air. But after a bit, after a few days, I start getting into some of the more random events, like your steeplechase.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love everything about the Olympics. I love the fact I just found my new favorite nation.
Yeah.
Liechtenstein. They sent one athlete. One. We sent the best we have to offer.
That one.
One. That one guy. I want to find out what event that person is competing in, and then I'm going to root for them. I want that person to win a medal. I want that person to be so unbelievably good, egregiously good at what they do, that it makes every other nation shamed. Luxembourg has 13 athletes. It's kind of crazy when you think about this. Like, we take for granted in the U.S. just how many athletes we send.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, for those that don't know, it's over 600. It's right at 600. God, I can't remember now. Like that, I love when we get like instead of Macedonia, you have North Macedonia, which great flag, by the way. Anytime, much like directional colleges, when you get directional nations, you know it's going to be a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how it goes. That's anytime we put something directional on it, it's like it's gonna be a little smaller. Like South Sudan, it's a nation that was founded 13 years ago. Not that old, but
right.
Still going to be a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. It's not just Sudan, it's South Sudan, you know?
Right.
Simpler explanation is Africa and South Africa. You know, one's a continent, one's a country.
Looks like cycling for that one athlete from Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
Which makes that, yeah, that tracks.
I mean, yeah. I wonder how good the blood doping is in Liechtenstein. Do you think it's up to snuff?
I don't. You know, it's a pretty tiny little country. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're getting in cycling, you've got to be good at it.
Right, yeah.
Remember, if there's anything Lance Armstrong taught us, it's not that he cheated, it's that everyone cheated.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Everyone.
The whole entire field. There was
for maybe Greg LeMond. We can still believe that he was clean, right?
Sure. There was one event that they took, it wasn't Lance Armstrong, I can't remember, I want to say it was like 2008, 2009. Trying to remember specifically, I think it was 12 places they had to go before they found somebody who was like, I think we're clean. I think we're clean here. I know this makes for great radio, but there is like full on like miming going on now.
Yeah. Is this guy,
he's singing and miming in what appears to be a white court gesture. Look, the set design for...
yes, actually singing, sort of operatic.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... Look, there are some choices being made. There's cultural choices being made. And I will just say that if you haven't seen this yet, if you're wondering what the costume design for the entirety of this looks like, it looks like it was decorated and designed by Jonathan from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Like, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, well, and it all has a very distinctly, like, French feel to it.
French. Very, very French and very, very vibrant, very bright.
Yeah, which, I mean, yes, I do realize it is in Paris, but...
Yes, but yeah. Again, like, I didn't know, like, there's going French and then there's going this.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
Leaning hard.
Look, I respect a good lean-in as much as anyone. Doing it in the rain. It's raining in Paris.
Yeah.
It's, Not what I expected this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, late July.
Well, it looks like I have been corrected on the Vancouver Ford text line, too. The flag I was talking about earlier was Bhutan, not Bangladesh.
Bangladesh is just like a dot, isn't it?
Sure.
I think so. I'm almost certain that's a dot. Oh, wow. This is how much we're locked in right now. We have the Team USA tracker, which has like a 3D overlay of where the Team USA boat is in the process of going down the river.
Yeah. Bangladesh flag, basically just a red dot on a green
there
background.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. It's okay.
And slightly off center is that red dot. It's not centered.
I am an Olympic enthusiast. Like, not even just the weird sports, all sports. I love hearing, this is where it's the complete opposite of the NFL draft. Mm. I don't want to hear how this person's family died and the struggle that they made to the NFL.
Just give me the badminton.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no. In the Olympics, I want to hear the story.
Oh, okay.
Like, I want to hear this person, like, the things that they overcame to get to this level. Because there's a slight difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the NFL, the draft happens every year, and it's like, okay, maybe we don't need to talk about this because it's kind of commonplace. You know, the things that you have to. We've kind of seen the path to being an NFL player require some level of hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a sliding scale on that level of hardship. Some people a lot harder, but when you hear about the Olympics, the stuff that these people have to overcome, whether it's a recent example, South Sudan. You know, recently becoming a nation in a war-torn region that has suffered through genocide. You know, they don't have the funding or the backing, and yet they push Team USA to the limit. Now, I don't want Team USA to lose, but that's a hell of a story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is where I want all of, like, the narrative writers in the world. What's the guy that makes you cry from ESPN all the time?
Jeremy Schopp?
No, not him. The other one. Rinaldi.
Oh, yes. Tom Rinaldi.
Send Tom Rinaldi over there to do everything. That's what I want. I want tears to just pour out of my face every morning because Tom Rinaldi has this story about somebody who came from nothing, lost everything, and now they're the best at what they do in the world. Because there's so many of these crazy, amazing stories that just transcend everything. And like this truly is like the... No, it's not always merit because, my God, there's nepotism in the Olympics. But you just see these stories of just insanely, insanely built odds that you're like, that can't be real. You know, Disney's over here going, come on, guys.
Lay it on a little thick.
This is a bit too much. So but those are the things that I love to see. And I will... When I'm here, whether I'm at, you know, or here at the studio, or I'm at home, the Olympics will just be on.
I'll just have it on in the background.
24-hour, like, if the TV's on, it's going to be on the Olympics.
Exactly.
That is what I will be watching for the next, 4 weeks?
It's like 2.5.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
I thought it was it's usually just right about 2.5.
I thought it was longer than that one when everything was all said and done. Okay, next 2.5.
It's like a Wimbledon plus.
Why is Wimbledon so long?
It's 2 weeks. Most tennis tournaments are 2 weeks.
They shouldn't be.
A fortnight.
I know. Why?
Because of the rounds.
I don't care. Every time the summer comes around, I'm like, why is Wimbledon still on? Like, look, if you want to be a tennis person, go with God. It's not for me. We have something important to do.
Yeah.
I have seen Deadpool Wolverine.
Ooh.
And I need to give my movie rating.
Yes, absolutely.
Unfortunately, Young Dusty is not here to share in it. But we will dive into that and have a little bit of fun with... all of the things. Come up here next round, Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob forums dare to compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, we've got a little bit of breaking news. Shout out the NFL for keeping us full of content. The Miami Dolphins have made a horrible mistake. They've decided to pay Tua Tagovailoa all of the money.
A lot of it.
All of the money.
The largest four-year extension in league history.
Yes, he is signing a four-year, $212.4 million extension. That would make him the third highest paid quarterback in the league, behind only Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence.
And of that 212.4, it looks like 167.1 is guaranteed.
So a little bit less than Lamar on the guarantee. Slightly less. I believe Lamar was like 170.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But he got the higher per average annual value. Look, Tua is a degree of separation away from Dak Prescott in my mind. He's Dak with better PR. Like, people like Tua because he almost got killed. You know, yeah. Multiple concussions. And yeah, I don't have anything against the guy.
Right.
I can't imagine paying a 5'11" quarterback that much money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. He's good, but does he fundamentally change your team? It's like, well, what are you going to do if you don't have him? You have all the other weapons. I get it.
Well,
it's not.
Look, I guess just think of it this way, because it reminds me of a tweet I saw this morning that said, you know, I'll be interested to see what Sam Darnold can do in Minnesota with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and eventually TJ Hockenson there to throw the ball to.
Yeah. If all of a sudden Sam Darnold looks like a good quarterback, I think we need to start having a conversation about quarterback play and value, when you can just go, hey, you don't really need this great quarterback if you get the weapons. Mm-hmm. And maybe you see a fundamental. Now, the guys who are great, who do truly elevate you, the Lamars, the Josh Allens, the Joe Burrows, the Patrick Mahomeses. Like, we've seen Patrick Mahomes win titles with name a wide receiver. You know, it's kind of like, he gets it done. The interesting one here is obviously going to be Brock Purdy.
Yes.
I saw somebody say that Brock Purdy might get $60 million a year. And I just went, but why? I mean, he's got to make up some money that he lost being Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, because he's, look, even on his salary, he can hardly afford to live in San Francisco
no,
right now.
It's insane. He's making less than $1 million a yeah. year. Now, I'm assuming that the 49ers got him hooked up with some of the endorsement deals that offset that quite handsomely.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot of Tua.
Yes.
And if you're Dak Prescott right now, you're looking at the Cowboys and Jerry Jones and go, but what about me?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can do that. No, let me rephrase that. I know that you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pay Dak Prescott $50 million a year and be a team that matters. I don't know if you can pay Tua $50 million a year and be a team that matters, because what have the Dolphins done already? Is it fall short?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like the quarterback was the missing thing here.
Right. No, valid point. And I guess I was just looking too to see what Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are getting paid.
All of the money.
It's not bad. What Jalen Waddle, he signed a 3-year, $84.75 million extension. Mm-hmm. So what, it's through 2028 at a total value of 104.6. That's not terrible. That's not bad.
We'll see what it looks like when they renegotiate next year.
Well, yeah. And like I said, this goes through 2028.
So
if they renegotiate that next year, he's still got 3 years on it. I don't think they're renegotiating with 3 years left.
On who? Tyreek's?
That's on Waddle. And then Tyreek's is through 2026.
Yeah, he's only got two left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three left.
including
this year.
I'm stunned by this. So looking at the overall value of quarterbacks, guaranteed money. Number one is Watson. We throw that out because it's dumb. Burrow is at 219, Herbert at 218, Lawrence 200, Jackson is at 185, Jalen Hurts is 179, Goff 170, Tua 167. So there's a clear line of demarcation mm-hmm. there. Where would you put Tua in quarterback rankings?
Oh,
not that salary, just like where like, right. Where would you put Tua?
Well, you've clearly got your Mahomes there ahead of him. You've got your Josh Allen. You're putting him behind Lamar Jackson. You're putting him behind Herbert. I'm just trying to run down the list of quarterbacks in my head here.
Would you take Purdy over him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts.
No.
Yeah.
So you're getting outside the top 10 very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I think he's in that 11 to 15 range. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I've got him.
Trevor Lawrence?
I think I'd take Lawrence. I mean, there's injury concerns there as well.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I think is worth mentioning beyond anything else is that last year he did lead the NFL in passing yards. He did have a 69% completion percentage. Now, you can say, well, he's got guys that live on yak in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, but mm-hmm. that's not his fault.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's, you know. I mean, your passing yards leaders last year, Tua, Goff, Prescott, Josh Allen, Purdy, Mahomes, Love, Stroud, Mayfield, Lawrence.
So Tua or Dak?
Death by gun or death by hanging? I think that's kind of what you're asking me.
Yeah.
Do I want the bullet in my brain quick like Dak will do because he'll kill you immediately? Or the slow death that Tua can provide at times? Because when they go up into weather outside of Miami, I have yet to see him or that team perform.
Yeah, right.
Dak, you know you just don't have it with him. You probably don't have it with Tua.
Yeah. Well, let's see, though. I guess see what happens if the old Dolphins go out and get the number one overall seed and then they don't have to go anywhere cold weather in the playoffs.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I have a hard time seeing them win like 13 games, though.
No,
but,
yeah. Wishing one hand.
Yeah. Certainly.
Yeah.
Dusty would be here ridiculing me over and over and over again about it's what you pay for quarterbacks. Look, I'm going full Danny GM here. Somebody has got to eventually put their foot down, and my God, it might be Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Of just going, no, no. Stop.
Yeah, because right now in that one, you've got both sides saying, yeah, of course, you've got Dak saying, look, I want to be here. I don't want to go anywhere else. He's like, but he also says, but look, all the great quarterbacks, most of them didn't stay anywhere for their entire career. You know, a lot of them left.
Vancouver Ford text line, would you take Stafford over Tua? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even at 36 years old and with a neck that doesn't work, he's a literal Super Bowl winner who has a howitzer for an arm that I know I can trust.
Yeah, well, he's got a neck that doesn't work, and Tua's got a head full of marbles.
Yeah, so
rattling around in there.
I mean, he's had him knocked loose. Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since 2000 on the Vancouver Vortex line. Yeah, it's kind of what I mean. Like, so there's that's kind of a double-edged sword. This is kind of is this the Sacramento Kings of the NFL of like, we haven't won squat in 25 years. Mm-hmm. We have a chance to win something.
Yeah.
With him, so screw it.
Yeah.
Which.
Pushing their chips in.
I get it. You know.
Yeah.
God, have they not won a playoff game? Like, was it? Is it Jay Fiedler?
Jeez, could be. Could be. Well, and, you know, this is the first time since whenever where they thought they had any inkling of a franchise quarterback, too.
Oh, last game they won was the AFC wildcard game. Holy crap. Let's see. 2000 AFC wildcard game. Wildcard. See, who was in that game? So they beat the Colts. So, oh, God, that was Peyton. Poor Peyton. Yikes, dog. Let's see. Dolphins. God, they were 3-seed in that. You take a look at that team and you look at, like, here's their Pro Bowlers. It's like defense, 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 defense. And you're like, oh, that's right. God, that was a Dave Wanstead team. It was Jay Fiedler.
Was it?
Oh, my God. I was right. Yeah, that's tough. Your offensive, your skill position players, you had Fiedler, Lamar Smith. Good. Oh, God. God, that's that defense was great. Trace Armstrong, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, Sam Madison. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really good defense, but whew, that's a rabbit. That's like one of those rabbit holes that you go down. And you're like, oh no, oh God. That's very Sacramento Kingsian.
Yeah. Let's see here. So after Marino retired in 99, you're looking at, you got some Damon Heward, 98 to 2000. Jay Fiedler, more Damon Heward.
Yeah, it's
Ray Lucas, Brian Greasy, AJ Feely, Sage Rosenfels, Gus Frerotte, Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon.
God, they got all those guys
Trent
on, like,
Green, John Beck, Chad Pennington, Chad Henney.
These
are all guys that started at least one.
Well, not only that, those are guys, if you listen to all those names, those weren't those guys in their primes. Yeah. Those are all the rebounds.
Yes.
Dante Culpepper, Joey Herring, like, this isn't Joey on the Lions, Joey on the Dolphins. Trent Green, this is after the Redskins. Like, you're talking about, like, this is their third, fourth, fifth, like, oh, God, hang on for dear life options.
Tyler Thigpen, Chad Pennington, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill.
Good. I mean, well,
Tannehill. I mean, Tannehill was the closest thing you had.
That's so funny. We get to Tannehill, whoa. Yeah. He was functional. And like, that's kind of
88 my starts.
God.
Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Rosen.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's almost Brownsian. That's almost Cleveland Browns level of just ineptitude at quarterback. Not quite. But it's close.
Yeah, right?
Because the ones the Browns threw in there were like, what are you doing? Although, didn't Thigpen, wasn't he Browns quarterback too?
Oh, probably.
I think he was.
I think you could point to just about half of any quarterback in NFL history, and they probably played for the Browns at some point.
I think there's a couple in there that ended up playing for the Browns too. Holy crap. Okay. Well, that's your Tua news. Vancouver Vortex line is just absolutely just crapping on Dak. It's shout out to you guys. I'm really with you. The question here is Herbert really just no question better than Tua? I think so.
I
think so. Yeah, that's pretty. I think it's a pretty clear line. So, all right. Coming up next, I will give my movie review of Deadpool and Wolverine. But first is the Big Kahuna with the Sports Center update. I will just say, cinema is back, ladies and gentlemen. Can't you see I'm Oscar bait. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. No, it wasn't. It was fan service to the 10,000th degree. It was a Hyundai Odyssey commercial wrapped up in fan service, and I didn't care. Deadpool and Wolverine was the most fun I've had at the movies in years. It was Avengers. It was Endgame. It was Winter Soldier, Marvel. It was them at their best. It was them at their peak. They found a way to get all of the HGH in the world into Hugh Jackman. bravo to him and his heart for withstanding it.
Well, so his name is no longer Hugh Jackman. It's Huge Ackman.
Yes, he is enormous. The fan service they pay. Look, I am not going to. This is spoiler free. This is spoiler free. But the cameos, if you are 40-ish or in the around my age, mm-hmm. you are going to have a cinema boner the entire movie. It's just going to happen. It's just going to happen because they didn't like hide it. They didn't go, oh, we'll go tongue in cheek. No, they said, we know what you want, Daddy, and we're going to give it to you.
How many drops am I supposed to get out of this segment?
It was incredible in every way. The opening 5 minutes, I'm trying, like my wife is with me, and I'm trying not to act like a 14-year-old boy. I'm trying not to laugh at every stupid thing, but I'm like, like trying, and she's like looking at me, she's like, just laugh. And so I just started breaking out laughing because I'm, you know, it was fun at the movies again. And mm-hmm. it got multiple times, people clapped.
Yeah.
Multiple roars Very and cheers. Nice. The final act pays everything. All it pays off 20 years of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. That's what I'll say. Yeah, like it is fantastic. It's really cool. Marvel has sucked for a couple of years mm-hmm. because they've got characters. I think they've gotten the characters wrong, and I think they've gotten the actors wrong for the characters.
Gotcha.
I think what Marvel did so well early on was getting Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man, getting Chris Evans for Captain America, mm-hmm. And then Fox, the one they got right, was getting Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool and getting Hugh Jackman for Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, do they have fun at Fox's expense throughout that movie.
Yeah.
Boy, do they have fun at Fox's expense throughout that movie. Do not bring the kids. Unquestionably, do not bring the kids.
Well, I mean, you know, the MPAA does have that rating system for a reason.
Yeah, do not. Yeah. It is not appropriate for the children's. I will go out and say that. No rampant nudity or anything like that.
There's lots of foul language.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. Well, I mean, if he didn't already know that about Deadpool.
Hugh Jackman drops more F-bombs.
Really?
Oh, they went full Wolverine. There is probably five different 7 to 8 minute sequences paid off to fan service of like comic book stuff, and people the film critics are like, oh my God, what is this? And it's nothing but fan service. And it's like, yes, you're giving the people what they want,
right?
And guess what's going to happen?
Isn't that the point? You're going to make an ass ton of money.
They set a record last night because technically the movie does not come out until tonight. So right. In the U.S. alone, I want to say they had like 44 million mm-hmm. in what they call pre-sales, which was for last night's viewing, mm-hmm. which was a record. They're expecting this to just be
destroy.
Like the highest rated R-rated movie of all time kind uh-huh. of deal, which the Deadpools have all done. That's what they've kind of established is at the market. If you have any questions, if you're like, I don't know, it's not really for me, you don't have to know everything about Marvel to go see it. It helps. Certainly helps. There will be some references that you don't get, whether callbacks to comics. And it's not like you need to like know just the movies. It's the comics too. Like they do some deep, deep, deep comic book pulls where mm-hmm. you're just like, oh, that's pretty cool. but everything about it was fantastic. You will not come out of that movie disappointed. It was very fun last night, like walking out with a crowd and everybody was kind of talking about, well, my favorite part was this. My favorite part was this. You know, one guy walked by with what appeared to be a British accent saying something along the lines of, that is how you do film. And my wife looked at me and kind of rolled her eyes like, okay, let's calm our pants here a little bit. But it was absolutely fantastic in every way, shape, matter, and form. So
perfect.
Official rating, not one, not two, but triple D's.
Triple D's.
Triple D's for everyone. Everyone loves triple D's. There's no one on this planet that doesn't love triple D's. And no, I will not take a reduction. That's right, Jeff. I just gave you four.
I can't take you anywhere.
I just give you four drops in the span of 5 minutes.
You're take you anywhere.
You're welcome. All right. The Olympics are underway as the it's raining more and more and more in Paris, France. There's also the introduction of some new Olympic sports. We have to pick our favorites. There are four new Olympic sports that are making their debut coming up here in Paris. We'll dive into those here next here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. There are four new disciplines at this year's Olympics. Do you know them, Mr. Rust?
Oh, we went through this earlier. I had thought the breakdancing had already been in there before, but it turns out not.
It is not. It is new. Officially known as breaking. Breaking.
So what, at the 2028 games, is that going to be Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Wow. I hope so. Somebody's really going to be missing the bus if they don't do that. You just kind of throw that in there.
Well, we kind of had the Boogaloo taken from us, though.
That's true. We can't really use that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's such a fun word, dude. Just a fun word to say.
Right? Boogaloo.
God, why the freaking racist? Why do they have to take everything?
Ruin it for everybody.
Sport climbing. Which, if you live here in Oregon, I'm sure you've seen the climbing gyms populate all over. And you're like, I wonder if I can do that. And the answer to your question is no.
No.
No, you can't.
Yeah, and I do not wonder if I can.
No, the grip strength necessary for that stuff. I dated a girl growing up who...
I don't think the grip strength would be an issue for me. But...
Okay. The grip strength and strength necessary for the old climbing. I dated a girl when I was growing up. She was a professional climber. Very unassuming, clearly in good shape, but not like you didn't look at her and go, oh, you're a power lifter. But I would watch her, this climbing gym, and it was insane. Her feet would not touch the wall, and she would walk up it like a freaking spider monkey. Just hand over hand, like it was nothing.
Jeez.
Hang with one arm, and it was like, then you would see, like, her back muscles would pop and you'd go, oh,
that's how.
Okay. And I mean, the strength and power that climbers have, there's been Brian Shaw and was it Eddie Hall? They're two of the world's strongest men.
Mm-hmm.
They do all kinds of shenanigans. And they both had a video where they had like one of the top arm wrestlers, because Brian Shaw is becoming an arm wrestler, which is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
A 6'8", 400-pound man who's literally the world's strongest man learning how to arm wrestle is like, why?
Yeah, and started out as an NBA point guard.
It just, you know, God, I hate you so much. Bigger than that point guard.
Yes.
He actually just kind of fell into it. He was like, I'll give it a try, and he finished fifth as like an 18-year-old. It's terrifying. But they brought in an arm wrestler, and they brought in a free climber.
Mm-hmm.
And they did like different lifts, and this unassuming like 180-pound dude who was clearly in good shape,
yeah,
was like rowing the same amount of weight as like Eddie Hall, which again, talking about the world's strongest man, like he's rowing like 400 pounds, like it's nothing, and everybody is just like, what on earth? And then
what is happening? What is occurring?
Yeah, exactly. And then they had the grip strength test, and both the Shaw and Hall were off the charts, because the grip strength you have necessary, you know, to lift 1,000 pounds is out of this world.
Yeah.
But like this climber was right next to him. Was right next to him. And it's like, but you don't weigh 400 pounds, and you don't look like climbers are just they're a different breed. Like it's those people and the people like the Cirque du Soleil people who do like the have you seen like the what do they call it, like air dancing, where they like grab onto a rail and it looks like they're not like really like flexing or shaking, but it's all core strength,
right?
And they'll like walk on air, kind of a deal. They end up being like this is gonna sound horrible, but the pole climbers that, you know, they have their parallel to the ground, but they kind of like work their way up.
Right. Yeah.
Those people, like, yeah. Again, those kind of climbers, they have a core and upper body strength.
Yeah, just another one where I don't have to wonder if I can do it.
Heretofore unseen levels of strength.
Yeah.
So I'm actually interested in that, kind of see what that event looks like. And then, a friend of the show, AJ McCord, she is out covering, and that is surfing. out in the French Polynesian island of Tahiti on the other side of the planet, because the waves in France, not great.
No.
English Channel.
Contrary to how it looked in the opening ceremonies.
No, not great, Bob. So on the other side of the world, we talked about, I think yesterday, they have set up a cruise ship and anchored it off the coast of Tahiti to serve as the surfing Olympic village. So a bunch of people who spend all day at the beach and shirtless, looking great, are going to congregate on a boat.
Again,
that's
another
private.
Thing I don't wonder if right? I can do.
I would imagine it was like, well, there's drug testing. I'm like, is there for surfers? Because let's be honest, they might test them for performance enhancing drugs, of which I'm not worried about.
Yeah, but otherwise, just hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, there's. I would imagine the fun being had on that cruise ship.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
I think it's kind of just free. I think they have it set up like as a buffet. Yeah. It's like the pagan convention in what's that movie? Dragnet. They come around with a tray of pills.
That's a deep pull. I haven't seen Dragnet probably since it came out.
Right? Oh, yeah. Tom Hanks just grabs all of the different pills and puts them in his pocket. Like, what are these? I'll take all of these.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of how that's going to go. And then skateboarding, which I thought skateboarding had already made its debut.
Right?
That's where I was on this.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Because it's only been doing the X Games for, what, 30-some years?
Yeah, and I could have swore like that it made its transition. It's also a damn shame that Tony Hawk will not get a gold medal.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah, that's a bummer.
And like if you were going to have an Olympic ceremony and you wanted the Stars and Stripes to play, old Tony Hawk up there while the Eagles getting played.
Well, that's what they should do. You know what they should do, since they waited too damn long to get skateboarding in the Olympics? You have an official title for the gold medal of the skateboarding. You make it, it's the Tony Hawk, and then you have silver. And
if your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I will just say, cinema is back, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar bait. That's what it was.
Yeah?
That's what it was. No, it wasn't. It was fan service to the 10,000th degree. It was a Hyundai Odyssey commercial wrapped up in fan service, and I didn't care. Deadpool and Wolverine was the most fun I've had at the movies in years. It was Avengers. It was Endgame. It was Winter Soldier, Marvel. It was them at their best. It was them at their peak. They found a way to get all of the HGH in the world into Hugh Jackman. Bravo to him and his heart for withstanding it.
Well, so his name is no longer Hugh Jackman. It's Huge Ackman.
Yes, he is enormous. The fan service they pay, like, I am not going to, this is spoiler free, but the cameos, if you are 40-ish or in the around my age, mm-hmm. you are going to have a cinema boner the entire movie. It's just going to happen. Because they didn't, like, hide it. They didn't go, oh, we'll go tongue-in-cheek. No, they said, we know what you want, Daddy, and we're going to give it to you.
How many drops am I supposed to get out of this segment?
It was incredible in every way. The opening 5 minutes, I'm trying, like, my wife is with me. And I'm trying not to act like a 14-year-old boy. I'm trying not to laugh at every stupid thing. But I'm like, like trying. And she's like looking at me, she's like, just laugh. And so I just started breaking out laughing. Because I'm, you know, it was fun at the movies again. And mm-hmm. it got multiple times people clapped.
Yeah.
Multiple roars Very and cheers. Nice. The final act. Pays everything. All it pays off 20 years of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. That's what I'll say. Yeah, like it is fantastic. It's really cool. Marvel has sucked for a couple of years mm-hmm. because they've got characters. And I think they've gotten the characters wrong, and I think they've gotten the actors wrong for the characters.
Gotcha.
I think what Marvel did so well early on was getting Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man, getting Chris Evans for Captain America, mm-hmm. And then Fox, the one they got right, was getting Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool and getting Hugh Jackman for Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Boy, do they have fun at Fox's expense throughout that movie.
Yeah.
Boy, do they have fun at Fox's expense throughout that movie. Do not bring the kids. Unquestionably, do not bring the kids.
Well, I mean, you know, the MPAA does have that rating system for a reason.
Yeah, do not. Yeah. It is not appropriate for the children's. I will go out and say that. No rampant nudity or anything like that.
There's lots of foul language.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you didn't already know that about Deadpool.
Hugh Jackman drops more F-bombs.
Really?
Oh, they went full Wolverine. There is probably five different 7 to 8 minute sequences paid off to fan service of like comic book stuff, and people the film critics are like, oh my God, what is this? And it's nothing but fan service. And it's like, yes, you're giving the people what they want,
right?
And guess what's going to happen?
Isn't that the point? You're going to make an ass ton of money.
They set a record last night because technically the movie does not come out until tonight. So right. In the U.S. alone, I want to say they had like 44 million mm-hmm. in what they call pre-sales, which was for last night's viewing, mm-hmm. which was a record. Gotcha. They're expecting this to just be
Destroy.
Like the highest rated R-rated movie of all time kind uh-huh. of deal, which the Deadpools have all done. That's what they've kind of established is at the market. If you have any questions, if you're like, I don't know, it's not really for me. You don't have to know everything about Marvel to go see it. It helps. Certainly helps. There will be some references that you don't get, whether callbacks to comics. And it's not like you need to like know just the movies. It's the comics too. Like they do some deep, deep, deep comic book pulls where mm-hmm. you're just like, oh, that's pretty cool. but everything about it was fantastic. You will not come out of that movie disappointed. It was very fun last night, like walking out with a crowd and everybody was kind of talking about, well, my favorite part was this. And, you know, one guy walked by with what appeared to be a British accent saying something along the lines of, that is how you do film. And my wife looked at me and kind of rolled her eyes like, okay, let's calm our pants here a little bit. But it was absolutely fantastic in every way, shape, matter, and form. So
perfect.
official rating, not one, not two, but triple D's.
Triple D's?
Triple D's for everyone. Everyone loves triple D's. There's no one on this planet that doesn't love triple D's. And no, I will not take a reduction. That's right, Jeff. I just gave you four.
I can't take you anywhere.
I just give you four drops in the span of 5 minutes.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right. The Olympics are underway as the... it's raining more and more and more. In Paris, France, there's also the introduction of some new Olympic sports. We have to pick our favorites. There are four new Olympic sports that are making their debut coming up here in Paris. We'll dive into those here next here on Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan. There are four new disciplines at this year's Olympics. Do you know them, Mr. Rust?
Oh, we went through this earlier. I had thought the breakdancing had already been in there before, but it turns out not.
It is not. It is new. Officially known as breaking. Breaking.
So what, at the 2028 games, is that going to be Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Wow. I hope so. somebody's really going to be missing the bus if they don't do that. You just kind of throw that in there.
Well, we kind of had the Boogaloo taken from us, though.
That's true. We can't really use that.
Yeah, anymore,
can we?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's such a fun word, dude. Just a fun word to say.
Right? Boogaloo.
God, why the freaking racist? Why do they have to take everything?
Ruin it for everybody.
Sport climbing, which if you live here in Oregon, I'm sure you've seen the climbing gyms populate all over. And you're like, I wonder if I can do that. And the answer to your question is no.
No.
No, you can't.
Yeah, and I do not wonder if I can.
No, the grip strength necessary for that stuff. I did a girl growing up who...
I don't think the grip strength would be an issue for me. But.
Okay. The grip strength and strength necessary for the old climbing. I dated a girl when I was growing up. She was a professional climber. Very unassuming, clearly in good shape, but not like you didn't look at her and go, oh, you're a power lifter. But I would watch her, this climbing gym, and it was insane. Her feet would not touch the wall, and she would walk up it like a freaking spider monkey. Just hand over hand, like it was nothing.
Jeez.
Hang with one arm, and it was like, then you would see, like, her back muscles would pop, and you'd go, oh.
That's how.
Okay. And I mean... the strength and power that climbers have, there's been Brian Shaw and was it Eddie Hall? Two of the world's strongest men.
Mm-hmm.
They do all kinds of shenanigans. And they both had a video where they had like one of the top arm wrestlers, because Brian Shaw is becoming an arm wrestler, which is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
A 6'8", 400-pound man who's literally the world's strongest man learning how to arm wrestle is like, why?
Yeah, and started out as an NBA point guard.
It just, you know... I hate you so much. Bigger than that point guard.
Yes.
He actually just kind of fell into it. He was like, I'll give it a try. And he finished fifth as like an 18-year-old. It's terrifying. But they brought in an arm wrestler and they brought in a free climber.
Mm-hmm.
And they did like different lifts. And this unassuming like 180-pound dude, who's clearly in good shape,
yeah,
was like... rowing the same amount of weight as like Eddie Hall, which again, talking about the world's strongest man, like he's rowing like 400 pounds, like it's nothing. And everybody is just like, what on earth? And then
is occurring?
Yeah, exactly. And then they had the grip strength test, and both the Shaw and Hall were off the charts, because the grip strength you have necessary, you know, to lift 1,000 pounds is out of this world.
Yeah.
But like this climber was right next to him. Was right next to him. And it's like, but you don't weigh 400 pounds and you don't look like climbers are just, they're a different breed. Like it's, those people and the people like the Cirque du Soleil people who do like the, have you seen like the, what do they call it? Like, air dancing, where they like grab onto a rail and it looks like they're not like really like flexing or shaking, but it's like all core strength.
Right.
And they'll like walk on air kind of a deal. They end up being like this is going to sound horrible, but the pole climbers that you know, they have their parallel to the ground, but they kind of like work their way up.
Right. Yeah.
Those people, like, yeah. Again, those kind of climbers, they have a core and upper body strength.
Yeah, just another one where I don't have to wonder if I can do it.
Heretofore unseen levels of strength.
Yeah.
So I'm actually interested in that and kind of see what that event looks like. And then, friend of the show, AJ McCord, she is out covering, and that is surfing out in the French Polynesian island of Tahiti on the other side of the planet, because the waves in France, not great.
No.
English Channel?
Contrary to how it looked in the opening ceremonies.
No, not great, Bob. So on the other side of the world, we talked about, I think yesterday, they have set up a cruise ship and anchored it off the coast of Tahiti to serve as the surfing Olympic village. So a bunch of people who spend all day at the beach and shirtless, looking great, are going to congregate on a boat.
Again,
that's
another
private,
thing I don't wonder if I can do.
I would imagine it was like, well, there's drug testing. I'm like, is there for surfers? Because let's be honest, they might test them for performance enhancing drugs, of which I'm not worried about.
Yeah, but otherwise, just hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, there's. I would imagine the fun being had on that cruise ship.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
I think it's kind of just free. I think they have it set up like as a buffet. Yeah. It's like the pagan convention in what's that movie? Dragnet. They come around with a tray of pills.
That's a deep pull. I haven't seen Dragnet since it came out.
Right? Oh, yeah. Tom Hanks just grabs all of the different pills and puts them in his pocket. Like, what are these? I'll take all of these.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of how that's going to go. And then skateboarding, which I thought skateboarding had already made its debut.
Right?
That's where I was on this.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Because it's only been doing the X Games for, 30-some years?
Yeah, and I could have swore like that it made its transition. It's also a damn shame that Tony Hawk will not get a gold medal.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah, that's a bummer.
And like if you're going to have an Olympic ceremony and you wanted the Stars and Stripes to play, old Tony Hawk up there while the Eagles getting played.
Well, that's what they should do. You know what they should do, since they waited too damn long to get skateboarding in the Olympics? You have an official title for the gold medal of the skateboarding. You make it's the Tony Hawk, and then you have silver and bronze.
Oh, the MVP of the tournament?
Yeah.
Which is the gold medalist, but
So you have your three gold, you have your three medalists. You have the Tony Hawk, the silver, and the bronze.
Okay. All right, I'm throwing it up right now. What's new Olympic event are you most interested in watching? Breakdancing, sport climbing, skateboarding, or surfing? At Danny and Dusty on the Twitters. Vote now. Oh God, Ezio Auditore, that's a deep cut for anybody who's not a video game person right now, has made his appearance with the Olympic torch through the drag queen crowd? Again, sentence I did not think I was going to make today, or ever.
So this is a video game character?
No, it just looked like one.
Oh, okay.
So, Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that video game?
I am aware of its existence.
So we'll do the quick 30-second rundown. Assassin's Creed is a video game where it pits two forces, good and bad, against each other, where the assassins are actually the good guys, all right? And the other ones are looking for like a new world order kind of a deal. But they use real history embedded into the game.
Gotcha.
Real historical events. Mm-hmm. And Assassin's Creed 2, which is kind of like the cornerstone of the franchise, had the main protagonist's name was Ezio Auditore.
Gotcha.
And the story was in, not in Paris, it was in Rome, but running around on rooftops dressed in a semi-similar garb.
Gotcha. So a fictitious game, but centered through actual historical events.
Yes.
And so if, like a more violent Forrest Gump.
Yes. Forrest Gump with violence and on rooftops.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing about Assassin's Creed is you have, like, parkour. And, mm-hmm. the movement in the game was, like, kind of pushed the video game world, because it was a true open world game.
Mm-hmm.
And what's actually very interesting, what the developer Ubisoft does, is they take real-life scans of cities and embed them in the game.
Gotcha.
So, and they use, like, a historical knowledge base for what Paris looked like, for what Rome looked like. It's very cool.
We have a contribution here from the old Vancouver Fortex
yes,
line.
Yes, I see it. Go ahead.
Yeah. If we're going to call the gold Tony Hawk, wouldn't second be Hawk Tua?
I don't know.
Hawk Tua.
I think that's the gold. I think when you land it, it's a Hawk Tua. When you stick the landing. Got him. Oh,
sweet, fancy Moses.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him. It's going to be a good day here. It's going to be a good day, Tater.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm excited about this. All right, coming up in the next hour, Charles Barkley and TNT are not going away quietly, silently, or without lawyers. There's a lot to dive into. We're going to hit that here coming up next, as well as the Mariners are making a move, kind of, and Michael Penix Jr. Under center eventually. We'll get to that and more coming up here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. There are four new disciplines at this year's Olympics. Do you know them, Mr. Rust?
Oh, we went through this earlier. I had thought the breakdancing had already been in there before, but it turns out not.
It is not. It is new. Officially known as breaking. Breaking.
Breaking. So what, at the 2028 games, is that going to be Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Wow. I hope so. Somebody's really going to be missing the bus if they don't do that. You just kind of throw that in there.
Well, we kind of had the boogaloo taken from us, though.
That's true. We can't really use that.
Yeah,
can we?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's such a fun word, dude. Just a fun word to say.
Right? Boogaloo.
God, why the freaking racist? Why do they have to take everything?
Ruin it for everybody.
Sport climbing, which if you live here in Oregon, I'm sure you've seen the climbing gyms populate all over. And you're like, I wonder if I can do that. And the answer to your question is no.
No.
No, you can't.
Yeah, and I do not wonder if I can.
No, the grip strength necessary for that stuff. I dated a girl growing up who...
I don't think the grip strength would be an issue for me. But.
Okay. The grip strength and strength necessary for the old climbing. I dated a girl when I was growing up. She was a professional climber. Very unassuming. Clearly in good shape, but not like you didn't look at her and go... Oh, you're a power lifter. But I would watch her, this climbing gym, and it was insane. Her feet would not touch the wall, and she would walk up it like a freaking spider monkey. Just hand over hand, like it was nothing.
Jeez.
Hang with one arm, and it was like, then you would see, like, her back muscles would pop, and you'd go, oh.
That's how.
Okay. And I mean... The strength and power that climbers have, there's been Brian Shaw and was it Eddie Hall, the you know, two of the world's strongest men.
Mm-hmm.
They do all kinds of shenanigans, and they both had a video where they had like one of the top arm wrestlers, because Brian Shaw is becoming an arm wrestler, which is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
A 6'8", 400-pound man who's literally the world's strongest man learning how to arm wrestle is like, why?
Yeah, and started out as an NBA point guard.
It just, you know... God, I hate you so much. Bigger than that point guard.
Yes.
He actually just kind of fell into it. He was like, I'll give it a try. And he finished fifth as like an 18-year-old. It's terrifying. But they brought in an arm wrestler and they brought in a free climber.
Mm-hmm.
And they did like different lifts. And this unassuming like 180-pound dude, who was clearly in good shape,
yeah,
was like... rowing the same amount of weight as like Eddie Hall, which again, talking about the world's strongest man, like he's rowing like 400 pounds, like yeah. It's nothing. And everybody is just like, what on earth? And then
what is happening? What is occurring?
Yeah, exactly. And then they had the grip strength test, and both the Shaw and Hall were off the charts, because the grip strength you have to have necessary, you know, to lift 1,000 pounds is out of this world.
Yeah.
But like this climber was right next to him. Was right next to mm-hmm. him. And it's like, but you don't weigh 400 pounds and you don't look like climbers are just, they're a different breed. Like it's, those people and the people like the Cirque du Soleil people who do like the, have you seen like the, what they call it? Like, air dancing, where they like grab onto a rail and it looks like they're not like really like flexing or shaking, but uh-huh. it's like all core strength,
right?
And they'll like walk on air kind of a deal. They end up being like this is gonna sound horrible, but the pole climbers that you know, they have their parallel to the ground, but they kind of like work their way up.
Right. Yeah.
Those people, like, yeah. Again, those kind of climbers, they have a core and upper body strength.
Yeah, just another one where I don't have to wonder if I can do it.
Heretofore unseen levels of strength.
Yeah.
So I'm actually interested in that and kind of see what that event looks like. And then, a friend of the show, AJ McCord, she is out covering, and that is surfing. Out in the French Polynesian island of Tahiti on the other side of the planet, because the waves in France, not great.
No.
English Channel.
Contrary to how it looked in the opening ceremonies.
No, not great, Bob. So on the other side of the world, we talked about, I think yesterday, they have set up a cruise ship and anchored it off the coast of Tahiti to serve as the surfing Olympic village. So a bunch of people who spend all day at the beach and shirtless, looking great, are going to congregate on a boat.
Again,
that's
another
private.
Thing I don't wonder if I can do.
I would imagine it was like, well, there's drug testing. I'm like, is there for surfers? Because let's be honest, they might test them for performance enhancing drugs, of which I'm not worried about.
Yeah, but otherwise, just hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, there's. I would imagine the fun being had on that cruise ship.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
I think it's kind of just free. I think they have it set up like as a buffet. Yeah. It's like the pagan convention in what's that movie? Dragnet. They come around with a tray of pills.
That's a deep pull. I haven't seen Dragnet. Probably since it came out.
Right? Tom Hanks just grabs all of the different pills and puts them in his pocket. Like, what are these? I'll take all of these.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of how that's going to go. And then skateboarding, which I thought skateboarding had already made its debut.
Right?
That's where I was on this.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Because it's only been doing the X Games for, 30-some years?
Yeah, and I could have swore like that it made its transition. It's also a damn shame that Tony Hawk will not get a gold medal.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah, that's a bummer.
And like if you're going to have an Olympic ceremony and you wanted the Stars and Stripes to play, old Tony Hawk up there while the Eagles getting played.
Well, that's what they should do. You know what they should do since they waited too damn long to get skateboarding in the Olympics? You have an official title for the gold medal of the skateboarding. You make it, it's the Tony Hawk, and then you have silver and bronze.
Oh, the MVP of the tournament?
Yeah.
Which is the gold medalist, but...
Yeah. So you have your three gold, you have your three medalists. You have the Tony Hawk, the silver, and the bronze.
Okay. All right, I'm throwing it up right now. What new Olympic event are you most interested in watching? Breakdancing, sport climbing, skateboarding, or surfing? At Danny and Dusty on the Twitters. Vote now. Oh, God. Ezio Auditore, that's a deep cut for anybody who's not a video game person right now, has made his appearance with the Olympic torch through the drag queen crowd? Again, sentence I did not think I was going to make today or ever.
So this is a video game character?
No, it just looked like one.
Oh, okay.
So Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that video game?
I am aware of its existence.
So we'll do the quick 30-second rundown. Assassin's Creed is a video game where it pits two forces, good and bad, against each other, where the assassins are actually the good guys, all right? And the other ones are looking for like a new world order kind of a deal. But they use real history embedded into the game.
Gotcha.
Real historical events.
Mm-hmm.
And Assassin's Creed 2, which is kind of like the cornerstone of the franchise, had the main protagonist's name was Ezio Auditore.
Gotcha.
And the story was in, not in Paris, it was in Rome, but running around on rooftops dressed in a semi-similar garb.
Gotcha. So a fictitious game, but centered through actual historical events.
Yes.
And so like a more violent Forrest Gump.
Yes. Forrest Gump with violence and on rooftops.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing about Assassin's Creed is you have like parkour. It's like the movement in the game was like kind of pushed the video game world, because it was a true open world game.
Mm-hmm.
And what's actually very interesting, what the developer Ubisoft does is they take real life scans of cities and embed them in the game.
Gotcha.
So and they use like a historical knowledge base for what Paris looked like, for what Rome looked like. It's very cool.
We have a contribution here from the old Vancouver Ford
text
line.
Yes, I see it. Go ahead.
Yeah. If we're going to call the gold Tony Hawk, wouldn't second be Hawk Tua?
I don't know.
Hawk Tua.
I think that's the gold. I think when you land it, it's a hawk tour. When you stick the landing. Got him.
Oh, sweet, fancy Moses.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him. It's going to be a good day here. It's going to be a good day, Tater.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm excited about this. All right, coming up in the next hour, Charles Barkley and TNT are not going away quietly, silently, or without lawyers. There's a lot to dive into. We're going to hit that here coming up next, as well as the Mariners are making a move, kind of, and Michael Penix Jr. Under center eventually. We'll get to that and more coming up here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.